From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. North Miami is apparently not yet in a state of financial crisis, but an annual audit report advises there are some discrepancies and some staff may be overworked. However, the independent auditor's report is based on the last fiscal year that ended last September. The firm also suggests that the city council be updated on the city finances on a monthly basis. A new bill regarding abortions goes into effect tomorrow. Rick Stone reports anti-abortion campaigners believe this new law will be hard to challenge.
The new law prohibits all third trimester abortions and even some earlier ones if a doctor determines that the fetus could survive outside the mother's body. There are exceptions to protect the mother's life or health, although not her mental health, and many expect it to reduce the number of abortions that take place in Florida. Activists such as Tawana Amon, leader of Broward County Right to Life, are delighted.
We care about the woman, but we want, if that child has an ability to live outside the womb, we want to give that child a chance.
Viability is a bright line between permissible and prohibitable abortions that the Supreme Court itself established in the historic Roe v. Wade decision. It set up the clumsy trimester system to create a legal presumption that viability occurs at about 24 weeks.
Mind you, Roe v. Wade was decided back in 1973. Medical science has come a long way since then.
Harry Mehad is the chief litigator at the conservative public interest law firm Liberty Counsel. He says the new law continues to honor viability as the Supreme Court did, just with better information.
Now medical science is able to tell us with much more specificity when a baby is viable.
And Mehad says doctors are better able than before to sustain life in extremely premature babies that in the 1970s might not have survived. He says if there's a challenge, courts are likely to find Florida's new law a reasonable and logical extension of Roe v. Wade. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?